He's already held the office for 12 years. Everybody knows him, and he's got a lot of campaign money. So why is Senator Gordon Smith in trouble running for re-election in Oregon? Maybe because he's a Republican. Chris Lehman of Northwest News Network reports.
Gordon Smith is the only Republican U.S. senator on the West Coast. In fact, he's the only Republican in any statewide office in Oregon. And the state has been turning bluer by the month, with Democrats signing up to vote in droves. Smith himself has been leaning to the left, starting with this 2006 speech on the Senate floor calling for the U.S. to withdraw troops from Iraq.
The current course is unacceptable to this U.S. senator.
More recently, Smith continues to talk up his bipartisan cred by dropping the names of his Democratic colleagues in the Senate, here setting his yes vote on the $700 billion economic bailout.
And so with Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, we came together as Americans.
But the message doesn't seem to be hitting home with Oregonians. A string of recent polls shows Smith running slightly behind his chief opponent, Democrat Jeff Merkley. He's the Speaker of the Oregon House, and he often touts his record there when talking to voters. Here he is at a rally at the University of Oregon.
We passed basic partnerships and basic rights. We kicked out the payday loan sharks and the title loan sharks. And we proceeded to invest in education. We doubled scholarships for higher education. We made every
Merkley was a relatively unknown politician until he emerged from a bruising primary to become his party's choice to take on Gordon Smith. Since then, the Democratic National Party Committee has poured millions of dollars into the race. They see Oregon as one of their best chances to pick up a seat in the closely divided Senate. The Rothenberg Political Report tracks political races across the country. They rank Gordon Smith as one of three Republican incumbents most at risk of losing their seat. Rothenberg's political editor, Nathan Gonzalez, says Smith is polling in the mid or low 40s.
And that's a very difficult place for an incumbent to be just a few weeks from the voting starting.
Oregon's political landscape has changed while Smith has been in office. Democrats now hold an 11% voter registration edge over Republicans. That's compared to just a 2% lead the last time Smith was up for re-election. Gonzalez says that's forced the Republican to lean more and more to the left.
He's trying to walk a very fine line by gaining moderate and independent voters in the middle and keeping Republicans in his camp, and I'm not sure that some Republicans in the state were very happy that he was sort of getting closer to Obama in some of his ads.
In recent months, the campaign has gotten meaner. Smith has been the subject of a relentless stream of ads by Merkley and his national supporters, such as this one, which lampooned Smith for purchasing an expensive set of antique golf clubs.
Gordon Smith is up. It looks like he's using one of his $1.2 million golf clubs.
Did you say $1.2 million?
Gordon Smith's a big spender. You know, with
Smith is critical of all the cash flowing into the race in support of Merkley.
The mountain of national money coming into this system is, frankly, a national disgrace. This should be a race between Oregonians with the majority of the support for our candidacies from Oregonians.
But national Republican groups have run their own share of ads in support of Smith. And as the campaign nears its conclusion, the mudslinging shows no sign of letting up. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.